Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Loose Lips with me, Robin Richford, and of course, the gorgeous Sophie Brown.
Thank you so much. What an intro.
I know. Who am I this week, Soph? I'm just feeling, you know, very generous. Why not? You are gorgeous.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, anyways, this is our shorter episode. Well, we try and keep it shorter. This is our extra lippy where the focus is on you guys. And we get sent in listener dilemmas. And we've got a really good one today. So I'm going to read it out to you because it's focused towards you, Robin.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
I hate you. No.
Robin, can you shut the fuck up?
Right. I'm looking for a flat and I wanted to know what you guys look for when you're looking for a place to live. Robin, I listened to the episode where you spoke about the estate agent who didn't even have the keys for the place and I felt your pain. Feels like a mission to even find a half decent place, let alone something really nice.
Oh, Lily, honestly, it resonates with me so much because I'm right in the thick of it right now. It's horrible. Like, I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is with the housing markets. It's interest rates and the economy and all that. But without actually going all adult on it, I do think there is an element of like power shift. So like because of the way the market is, there's like a power shift and that the consumer isn't like a priority. Like customer service is just not a thing when you're kind of looking for a place now. Almost because of just, you know, like supply and demand, right? So they've got not enough supply for the demand. So I do think that estate agents just are just a little less like, I don't know, like care. They just care a little bit less, which does make it really hard to find somewhere. And the reason I say that is because like all the times before I was kind of in this situation, I felt as if when I was looking for a place, there would always be a case of me going to see somewhere and going, oh, I don't really like it. And the estate agent being super helpful and being like, oh, I've got like three others. You know, like this might really work for you, but without someone kind of helping you in that way, that's what's making it so tricky at the minute, I think. Oh, I went to that flat, so if on Friday.
Oh no, what happened?
Oh, you know, right. So the one exactly like the one Lily's talking about the key thing. And we turn up, and for a start, I think it's so rude when they don't come to greet you. But anyway, that's whatever. So we go all the way up to the flat. We couldn't find it. So then she finally comes out and she's like, oh, hi. And we're like, hi. And we go into the flat. And when I tell you the floorboards, like the we're looking at these old buildings, right? You know, the really high ceilings. Do you know which ones?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing, I mean, right. Really nice. I love them. Like I love all the original cornicing and stuff like that. Anyway, so it's those kind of buildings. So we understand they're going to come with quirks, right? But this was not a quirk. This was a full ramp situation in the hallway. So like the hallway floor, it literally went from probably about 10 inches higher at one point. All the way, like if you put a bottle of wine at the top, it would have rolled down.
Why? Oh my God.
Honestly. No. And Mark, my partner, went into the living room and was like, where's my skateboard? This is a fucking half pipe in here. Like it was literally... had bowed that much that it was like dip, right, like it was like dipping in the middle. And I said to the stage agent, I was like, so in terms of the, you know, the flooring, is that on the home report, you know, because it's obviously structural. And she's like, well, it's not a two, which basically, like, I think like the one is like, you know, keep an eye out sort of thing. Two means you know, that it needs work, it needs change, or it needs fixed. And then a three is like, it needs fixed immediately. It's a complete danger. Mm. And I'm like, just because it's not like going to fall through to the flat underneath doesn't mean like that it's not dangerous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly. I was just like, this is just hell. So like, the question is, you know, what do you look for when you're looking for a place, Lily? I, at the minute, I'm looking for location. Only because I feel like that's the only thing I can trust. I don't know. What about you, Soph? Like, when you're looking for a place, what's your kind of like top kind of, I guess, tick boxes? Because that's what they say, isn't it? Like, have your deal breakers and then bend on everything else.
Yeah, I think location is the thing for me. Like, don't they always say like go for kind of like the best location that you can afford, but maybe not necessarily like the nicest place, like because you in Manchester especially, like I'm sure people listening that live here, like there's some incredible areas and there's also some, you know, much more rundown areas or slightly more, I don't know, dangerous areas. Like you know, you know, it's a city, it's like London, it's like anything, but you can get an absolutely stunning flat and you think, you know, you see it online and you're like, oh wow, what a steal. It's usually a steal because the location or the area just is not great. So I usually go for location, and then I don't know, really, like I more recently, cause I was trying to find a flatmate, which I don't need anymore cause I'm flying solo. Like I'm living by myself again. But when I used spare room a lot. So like finding the person that already had like a flat rather than, but obviously if you're moving as a couple or like you're looking for something yourself, it's so much more difficult. I just think the whole thing's really dehumanized now. Like, I remember like when I was in Cheltenham and we sold a house and stuff, I remember like the estate agents, they were selling really nice houses and they were like, you know, really professional and, you know, they cared about you and all of this. And then like in Manchester, in the city, I just feel like, cause it's so saturated, like, you know, I had the same thing where like woman didn't turn up with the key and things like that. And like, it's just so like, they just don't care like as much, like at all. Just because, you know, they're selling stuff all the time because it doesn't matter. They could be as rude as they want. Someone will still say, oh my God, you know, give me that flat. It's not like.
I know. But I still don't think that's the point. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's just like, you're right though about like the human kind of coming out of it. Because my mom always said like when she kind of bought and sold properties, like 9 times out of 10, you know, it was the buyers would actually come to the house and be like, how much would you like for it? You know, it was very,
yeah,
it was very like reasonable in the sense of being like, you know, here's a fair price, would you take it sort of thing. And now it's just like, yes, it's such a minefield. So it's like, what would you like? For us, it's a slightly different because what we're looking for is a bit more of an investment property in the sense of like, we don't know how long we're going to be needing a property, you know, in the area. So I think like it's not a home, like I'm not necessarily just looking for a home. So I would like something that I could add some value to. So that's also a whole other thing, you know what I mean? Which is good because you can get them a little bit I guess, cheaper, but it's not, it all balances itself out because you need to have like the liquid cash to do it up and things like that.
Yeah.
But, that's a kind of priority for me, but we are definitely, what do you call that? Compromising. Yeah. On, I guess, maybe size.
Yeah.
For a location, we are definitely doing that. So like, we're not buying a 5-bedroom house. We're, you know what I mean? We're happy to go slightly smaller and have it in a location that we really want. But it is honestly blowing my mind.
So you just to catch up on this then, because before you were going to kind of go between London and Glasgow and you were going to have a place in Glasgow that you were going to live in, obviously, in the week. Are you now looking to buy in Glasgow with your partner or no?
It's actually the same setup, but we're just going to buy instead of rent.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So again, because I just was like, I think it's a good opportunity to buy something, to be honest. And it makes sense at the minute anyway, because I know how long I'm going to be here for sure for a certain amount of time anyway. So, and I just don't ever think you can really go wrong with buying, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, apart from the freaking headache of it all.
Apart from actually, buying it and finding
it. Yeah, exactly. I just think it's so real. It's honestly so hard. It's hard out here in these streets, but it is. It's really hard, like when you're kind of trying to buy. And there's this thing in Scotland as well. I don't know if, I know it's actually not the same in England, but there's a thing in Scotland called offers over. So don't put the price of the property at the price of the property. They put an offers over system to create like a bidding war.
Mm.
But the trouble you have with that is you can only get a mortgage based on the home report.
Right.
So say, let's just use, you know, easy numbers. Say the home report says that the property is worth £280,000, say.
Mm.
And you will look on Rightmove and that same property will be listed at about £240,000 and it will say offers over. And then what you've got to do is go into some weird bidding war. But say the bidding war goes up to about 300.
Mm.
You have to have that spare 20 grand
in
cash plus the cash for the deposit of your mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's a minefield because you just don't know how much people are going to bid over and above. And that's where they've kind of got you in Scotland. Whereas in England, obviously, you put in an offer, but it's not totally against the norm to maybe put in an offer under what's been asked.
Mm.
Here, that's just absolutely not. Like, to even put an offer in with what's been asked is wild. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. We do have, where it says offers over, but it's not as, I don't think it's as common, it sounds like, as it is in.
Yeah. No, this is like every property.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it's there is that as well, where we were just like, how do you figure out how much over is over? Oh, honestly, it's such a minefield. Like, So Lily, I really, really feel your pain of going through it together.
Yeah.
Literally. But I do think you're right. I think you're going about it right, Lily. Like, pick what you think is what you're looking for when you're trying to look for somewhere. Like, what is your absolute non-negotiables? And then...
Mm.
See if you can get it within your price range, those non-negotiables, and then just be willing to negotiate, like, you know, or get compromise, should I say, on the other things. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just one of them, innit? Like, I've got friends that are just like, would not buy a flat, you know, like, it's an absolute non-negotiable. It must be a house, must have a front and back door. You know, like, some people are, you know,
everyone's
different, I guess, what is their kind of non-negotiable is. Like, some people are like, I would need an outside space, I don't care what it, you know.
Yeah.
So I think figuring that out is a really good place to start. But I think the question was, what are mine? And I think location's like right at the top of mine. And I really do love those older buildings, but that isn't a non-negotiable. That's just my preference.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think for me, location would be the same. And then I feel like, safety, that kind of goes into location. But like, for me, I live in a really like modern building that's got like a concierge and stuff like that. And I rent it through like a big company. And there's in Manchester, it's very common that you've got like Manchester Life, Urban Bubble. You've got so many that don't advertise on like Rightmove. You have to contact directly rather than. So if you're if you're renting, not buying, Lily, it might be worth getting in contact with just some of these like bigger companies, because they don't list. Also, if you see their, like, I see these flats on Rightmove and it's people like relisting them, which they absolutely shouldn't do for like a lot more money. So you have to be so careful. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And that's such a good point, actually. I guess if you go in directly to these big companies, then you have kind of got that security that you wouldn't have. Do you know what I mean? If you're renting, I'm always a bit fishy with the whole spare room thing and stuff. I haven't actually done it, but I just always think, oh God.
Don't do it. After my recent thing, fucking don't do it. I would say no. Like I met my first housemate on spare room, but yeah, I think you've got to be really careful, and it's really hit and miss, and it can work really well. I've had it with friends, like my first housemate, but it can really be bad as well. So
yeah, being cautious. Meet them as well before. I know people that have, like, you know, signed on a dotted line and not met the housemates. Meet them before.
Hey, I did that. Don't do it. Exactly.
Don't do it.
Oh. But yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that one, Lily. And thank you so much for listening. I hope that has helped even just a little bit, just kind of like looking at the mission that is getting a house. It's not bloody easy. I'm calling it a mission. I'm so dramatic, aren't I? So
I mean, I think it's fair enough, but keep us updated, Lily. I'm sure you'll hear the rest of Robin's on having to try and find a property, but good luck to you. I mean, it's difficult out there.
It is. And yeah, you're probably right. I won't harp on about it all the time. I promise, guys, I promise. Well, thank you so much for listening. That was, of course, Extra Lippy with myself, Robin Richford, and Sophie Brown as well. We'll be back on Tuesday next week with our big full episode. I don't know what a big full episode is. Main episode.
Fully loaded episode. If you want to get involved and send your dilemmas in, please keep sending them in to contact@looselipspodcast.com or at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram.
You can also get us on our personal socials, which is at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie H. L. Brown. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review. It honestly helps us so much, because when we look at the kind of behind the scenes, the analytics, there's so many of you listening, but so many of you within that aren't actually following us, and it would really, really help the pods and help us move forward. So we appreciate you, and thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.